Okay, we're holding Be'ez Hashem in the halachas of the Iser of Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, and we were learning the Gemara, that the Gemara says that somebody who, there was a koyel that he murdered somebody, came to Rav Tarfon and asked Rav Tarfon for protection, and Rav Tarfon said, I can't actively go and hide you because maybe you are a murderer. But then again, I suggest that you should go hide yourself. So the question was, what did Rav Tarfon mean when he said, I can't hide you because maybe you're a murderer? L'chaira, since there was only a koil, there was only a rumor that he killed somebody, l'chaira, because of that rumor, you're not going to now put a person's life in danger. So l'chaira, why was l'chaira, that rumor is like a Lashon Hara rumor. And we don't know that it's true, so therefore, why wouldn't we be saving that person? Because the chayr maybe he's not a murderer. So in that, we said that the Rashal, so Taisva says that the Shiltis learns that Pshat the Gemara is because Rav Tarfon was saying that if I actively try to hide you, I will be risking my life, and therefore, Kabbalah's Lashon Hara, I'm allowed to listen to the Lashon Hara at least to the extent that I don't have to cause myself put myself into any danger of either physical loss or financial loss. So the Marshal says, so it would seem from here that we can bring a raya from this Gemara that maybe if not for the fact that he would be endangering his own life, Rav Tarfon would have saved the person. So is that really the halacha? That if somebody's a murderer, that you're supposed to save the person? Even though we don't have Arba Mises, Beis Din doesn't execute today, but Kein Yov do over Hashem, Oyevei Hashem, the enemies of Hashem should be destroyed, and therefore let them get killed. So the Marshal says two terutzim. One terutz, he says that in this Gemara, the reason why Rav Tarfon would have saved him because if not for the fact that he would be endangering himself, was only because it's only a suffix whether he's a murderer, and therefore suffix the Vashas Lakal. So it's a question this year, maybe you're supposed to have to save him. So therefore, if you would save him. And the second teretz, the Marshal says, this person is not a murderer, because we shtel him on a cheskes kashrus. And therefore, vaday lo harak, he didn't kill. And therefore, since he didn't kill, so according to the second shot in the Marshal, you see, that even though there's a lashon hara about him that he killed, it's not even considered a suffix. And that's what the Chafetz Chaim is bringing derived from the lashon of the Rush. He says, from the Rosh it says, Aval binyan acher, in a case where it's not a question of bodily or monetary harm coming to you, osur afilu lochush l'loshen hara ula hamino klau. You're not allowed to be chayshish for it and believe it at all. So notice the Chavetz Chaim is bringing a raya from the Rosh, that it's not called a suffix. And that's why he brings another raya from another Gemara, that it says that there was a koil about a certain girl that she was not a besula. And then there was a mice of ones, and the question is, do you have to pay the 50 shekel or not because he was ma'anis somebody? If lemeichesh miboy means that it creates a suffix, so then it should be amoitz mechavel v'rayi, you shouldn't have to pay the ones. And yet it says you do have to pay. The teretz is because lashon hara does not even create a suffix. The marshal's first teretz, he says the marshal was just saying, first of all, even if it's just a suffix, you would save the person. But the truth is, the second teretz, that it's not even considered a suffix. And that's how why the Chafetz Chaim paskins, that even if this person is and there's a lashon hara about this person, that he's a ganav, he's not really a poor guy, he's really a faker. But if unless you're mavara, that's the case, you still have a mitzvah to give the person tzedakah. And that's why he says, and then the Chafetz Chaim says another chiddush. In the Haggah, on Sif Yud, he says, that Velomi boy hechab de belav halishna bishu kishar nashim yisrael. Let's say if without the lashon hara we would assume he's a regular yid. So then for sure you're not allowed to misafik. Imagine that this person may taka be not a good Jew, and therefore you think you're part of many obligations. Elafilu im belav hori gamkin eschazik beir lo adam rasha. Ide ma'isav aroy. Let's say you know the guy eats treif. He does things like so. You know that he's not a good Jew. And now there's a Lashon Hara about him that now that he's taken, not only does he eat treif, but he's taken apikiris. So he says, ach, Shall Yodim lo yotza dayan legamri miklal shara nashmi Yisrael. Now, he's not an apikaris, but all we know about him for sure is that he likes Big Mac. So he goes to McDonald's. That we know. And said, Naveira, Klar, he's a mumma with the oven. Klar, he's not a good Jew. But now the question is, now somebody else said that he's not an apikaris. He argued with me. So he's an apikaris. So then I shouldn't have to return an aveda to such a person. So he says, no, even in that case, there's also, it's not even considered a suffix. He says, "Kegoyin lahashiv le'aveda, ukedelitin le'tzedaka iluf doisach liyotzibay." Now, so let's say now there's a koil that he's taka mumul hachis, and that he has a din like a min that there's no mitzvah to help him. V'yata nishma olu me'ed anashim shiyotzel gamri mechala misecha, that he's a shavah keter vachli surah, that even if there's kosher food, he'll take the non-kosher. Kivin shalon is bar devrein bebezdin rak she'omer anashim b'derech sivu ba'alma. Since people just said it, ain lekabel devrein le'emes k'del hunayis atzmai dezemi p'dyoinai im nishba okiyotzibay. So he's saying also that even a person who we know is a Rasha, but you want to say he's beyond the Rasha, you want to say he's the next level, he's not going to amin, he's an apikaris, and there is no mitzvah to give back an aveda to him, or that there is no mitzvah pidyon shvuyim, you can't accept the Lashon Hara, even to make it a suffix now, that therefore misafik, I'm not going to spend money. So you don't have a right to do that. Then the Chavetz Chaim continues. So we're holding now in the Chavetz Chaim, in Sif Yud Aleph, v'yesh harbei dvarim shenichshalin bo ha'olam binyan lachush, and there are many things that people unfortunately make a mistake when it comes to the din of lachush. V'roy l'daber b'zeh harbei, and it's really something that we've spoken about. Hach ein kan mokum l'harich bo, but I don't want to lose the interest of the readers, so I'm not going to be ma'arich here. V'echta v'oisin amirtz Hashem l'kamon b'klal achroi, I'll write it at the end. This way, if you get there ready, you'll say, oh, it's only a few more pages, I'll already do it. Achol shel davar, demah she'omru tzarch lochash l'lishna bisha, haynu rak l'inyin lishmer es atzman mihanidai. The only tether of lochash is to protect yourself. Avol chas v'sholem lasis l'shum maisa, chas v'sholem you're not allowed to do any act against him, o yiligrim l'shum nezek, or to cause any damage, o biyush, or to embarrass him, avu zeh. Godol oikotan, even a little damage or small large. Afilim l'lishna bisha yotzol v'edei eid echot kosher, Shehirov came to Bezdin. Even if an Eidechot was made in Bezdin, the Eidechot loy mahani rak l'shvua, because it doesn't help. The oisim is that even rak listne oisa b'leiv avuze osa, you're not even allowed to hate the person, since we're such tzaddik and we only hate people who do averas. So we don't have a heter, so to hate this person even. No? I confiscate that.
Amen. Amen. Amen.